The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
And according to information provided by Lake Havasu City, yes, that is true. The light posts that are on London Bridge were originally cannons captured from Napoleon in the Battle of Waterloo. If you texted true for you were pulled aside from everyone that answered false and randomly selected if you're the last four digits of your cell and 2320, you are the random correct winner, and we'll reach out to you and get these dropped in the mail at the end of the broadcast today. Congratulations, and enjoy an Arizona State Park. And I tell you what, there is so much to do all over the weekend. There's great stuff going on in the mountains, fun events everywhere. Our promotion team is on site in Cottonwood at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Home Show this weekend. You can visit with Lance and Jen out there. We'll have them on in the next segment, but we're going to speed through this segment with Doug Nitzel. I know we've got I've been collecting. You can see these articles I've been collecting for Doug, so we're going to pick up the pace here. A few quick questions. One, I gotta congratulate y'all. This guy in the HOV lane that dressed up a mannequin.
nice try, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys invested in cameras because that's a very clear picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, you know what? That's more about the Department of Public Safety and the troopers out there keeping a watchful eye because they have the enforcement responsibility, and I believe the trooper actually took the photo. Said, yeah, probably use those same words. Nice try.
So where do I go to look up deadlines? Because it's great y'all are widening the 101. It's great the work that's going on 17. But I always wonder every when I'm driving those, okay, when will these be finished? And one interesting thing about the I-17 is I remember reading an article published by ADOT. It was in a social studies class in high school. You could come in with a newspaper article for bonus points. And I figured out that if I read an article every day, the bonus points added up to at least a B.
Make up
so I didn't have
things.
To do any homework just so long as I read my article every
Always
day.
Always working
so
the system,
I got very
Romy.
Good at bringing in an article. And it talked about the need to put roundabouts on I-17 at Happy Valley. And that they would last about 10 years. Well, this article was at least, counting backwards, 23 years ago. And that they would only last 10 years. So our time frames aren't quite lining up there.
Well, and we tried to get as much as we could out of those roundabouts, Romy. The answer is that, you know, over time, it really did come down to when enough funding would be available to do a more major project at the interchanges at I-17 in Happy Valley, as well as Pinnacle Peak Road. And now that is underway. You may have driven through that work zone. And so you're going to start really seeing the new bridges take shape at both Pinnacle Peak Road and Happy Valley Road and the roundabouts. We think they serve their purpose for as long as we could have them do that. And we would agree with anyone that they have really kind of outlived their welcome in terms of the growth in traffic in that area. And so it was a reason to be able to still have the smaller bridge at Happy Valley, but still maintain the traffic through there with the wider Happy Valley Road on either side of that bridge. So trying to keep the answer short, but we're now into the project that's going to replace the roundabouts with a whole new interchange at both Happy Valley Road and then Pinnacle Peak. While it doesn't have roundabouts, that's going to be a much larger interchange as well.
And then north of that, y'all had sent a press release just last night about a $130 million investment from Black Canyon City north along the I-17 as well.
Right. And again, one of the major projects we've been working on for several years has been to build the flex lane system in between Black Canyon City and Sunset Point along I-17. And we had lined up the funding for that already, knew it was going to be close, but we do have the funding to build the flex lanes. They will be separate lanes that will track next to the southbound side of I-17 in between Black Canyon City and Sunset Point, and we'll be able to utilize those lanes in either direction depending on what the traffic needs are. And most of the time, I think that's going to be more of a need for northbound traffic to be able to use those lanes, but we will also have a gate barrier system in place so that when you need to utilize the southbound side, the example being on a busy Sunday afternoon or a Monday holiday, you'll be able to use those lanes for southbound traffic. And again, from a safety standpoint, having a gate barrier system, we will be able to control which direction is using those two lanes. So we have that project ready to start by 2021. What the governor and state lawmakers recognized with the state budget is they agreed to invest another $130 million so that we can build at basically the same time new third lanes along I-17 in between Anthem and Black Canyon City. And that'll make a world of difference for the flow of traffic along what is that, you know, very busy stretch of I-17. And those are our projects that are coming. And we're looking to wrap all that work up by the year 2023. So I know it's not right around the corner, but in our world, it really is close that we're going to be able to work on the design and get the work started by 2021 and make a big difference along that very important stretch of I-17.
That'll be another great addition to that freeway. Again, when I go to Flagstaff, I don't take 17. I'll either go the back way through Prescott up 89, and then you take it all the way up to 40. And I tell you what's just as fast, 93 up to 40 and across.
And, you know, in some cases that would be true, Romy, in your situation that – you found that to be the smart way to go. And I know other drivers who are doing what you're saying. They travel north of Prescott to get up to Interstate 40 and head into Flagstaff that way. But yes, we're looking to make a big difference with the projects that we're going to do, especially knowing that you have disabled vehicles or crashes, especially along that mountainous stretch between Black Canyon City and Sunset Point. If when we have the additional lanes, a separate facility, two lanes, we will be able to utilize those lanes. Even if there's an incident, you can open them up to one direction or the other, depending on where that incident has occurred. So that's the reason for building the flex lanes.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. And you're a flex lane, flexible. It can be used for northbound or when we need it southbound. So Memorial Day weekend, it's from Thursday through Saturday, the northbound is open, I'm assuming, and then Sunday through Tuesday, it'll be open north at the beginning of the week, and then Sunday through Tuesday, the southbound, everyone
well,
coming back.
Yeah, and I know we have time to clarify as we're designing and making those final decisions. There'll probably be something where we are able to inform folks what the schedule is going to be for utilizing those particular lanes. I know the emphasis would be on the northbound travel, trying to climb that hill, but obviously there are going to be times when southbound needs to use those lanes because of the volume of traffic returning from the high country.
And y'all do a good job of letting people know what's going on. You've got ADOT.com, you've got a very active Twitter account with updates regularly. And then Mom was just showing me the app. I haven't had a chance to play with it, but I downloaded it on the break. There's also an app that y'all use to distribute information to the public.
That's exactly right. That we have the various things, but I'm always inviting folks, go ahead and check out the ADOT website. It is azdot.gov. And when you were asking about deadlines, when is something going to be finished? You can find a certain project right through our website and see what is being said in terms of what are the, you know, the, what is the schedule for completing any one particular project. But then obviously the ADOT Alerts app is a good one to have in terms of being given right to your phone. You can find out or you will receive an alert that a certain highway is closed. And hopefully you're getting that alert before you get to a point where you can use an alternate route. So that's really the reason behind having that ADOT Alerts app.
You also have the digital billboards across the freeways you use. And a lot of times there's messages on there that I'm like, who's sitting at ADOT giggling to themselves that at Buckle Up Buttercup? But that's not necessarily
exactly.
All
well,
ADOT.
And no one person wants to take responsibility and being, but it is a lot of teamwork that goes into that at ADOT. And we pride ourselves. We get a lot of reaction even from around the country on our use of the overhead message boards for having some creative messages out there and hopefully getting the attention of folks. It really, that's what it's all about, is getting people to think about something. We like to tie things into events that are happening. Obviously, pop culture is a big part of our lives now. But you could have a concert with, say, a major group coming into town, and you utilize maybe the lyrics from a song, and people identify with that sort of thing. But the whole goal is to really promote safety and get people thinking about safety and just being careful out there as drivers. And we know a lot of folks are young drivers, and we think they're identifying with that.
And y'all had a contest recently where you let people submit entries to what those safety messages should be. Some great examples, do a good deed, don't speed. I like this one, drive distracted, and you may get extracted. Drive
right,
like your mom's
you
a passenger.
Get extracted, right? You may hit upon one, and this, Jennifer, you'll probably react to this. Drive like your mother is watching.
Mm.
So do you have the finalists for us?
You know, I know they've reached the stage where we have the finalists, and we're asking folks to vote for their favorites, and I believe we're getting close to announcing either a winner or winners coming up, because the winner obviously is going to have their message put up on the ADOT boards along the highways, and we'll invite them down to get some recognition for their suggestion. And I believe that's coming up a little bit later here in June.
How many boards are there?
Oh, that's a good question. I know we're probably somewhere in the range of about 150.
Wow.
A little bit, you know, most of them are in the Phoenix area, and we've been adding more and more to that network. But around the state, again, yes, we've been adding more and more message boards as part of a network, and we are able to give people that information, including the travel times that people find to be very helpful, especially in the Phoenix area, when they're planning out their commutes. And they know that if that amount of time has gone up, that means they might be thinking about an alternate route, because they know what the standard time would be if nothing is blocked up ahead.
Doug Nintzel of Arizona Department of Transportation, ADOT, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us in our Arizona Staycation Hour, where we talk about all things Arizona, including travel. And we thought, you know, we needed to get Doug on the line to talk about summer travel, because we'll be on the roads a lot this summer, getting up to high country, getting out of the heat, getting into cool weather, and just being safe on the road and having a good emergency kit, being able to change a tire, get
exactly.
off the road,
have
extra
we're definitely
water.
Into the summer travel season, and as you just mentioned, Romy, it's important to have an emergency prep kit. We talk about it for the winter season, and making sure you have those warm extra clothes and gloves and all those types of things. The same thing holds true for the summer, where you want to make sure you have an emergency kit in case you run into an unscheduled stop along a highway. Maybe there's a crash. Maybe there's a disabled vehicle that has stopped traffic. You want to make sure you have that extra drinking water, some snack foods, but all the things that are going to keep you comfortable in case you need to stop. We talk about, don't forget that you might need some medications, and don't leave those at home. Make sure that you have checked out your vehicle ahead of time. Those things like windshield wipers as we get into the summer and the monsoon, belts and hoses, tire pressure is especially important on your vehicle, especially during the hot months. And then, of course, then when we talk about traveling itself, get plenty of rest if you're heading out on a trip, because fatigue driving is a serious problem. It's a safety issue. Buckle up, keep those speeds under control, be patient. You're sharing the highway with a lot of other drivers. And of course, don't drive while impaired. We talk a lot about wrong way drivers at ADOT, the importance of not being an impaired driver. We have so many opportunities now to line up designated drivers. And
yes, we do. And I apologize. Sorry, Doug. We are out of time. We appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. Be safe on the roads.